USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the Democratic primary. Speaking outside her home in Massachusetts, she says,
I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who have gotten short into the stick over and over. That's been the fight of my life, and it will continue to be so.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States has offered humanitarian assistance and medical supplies to those countries in need due to the growing coronavirus threat.
We're working with Italy and South Korea, two countries that have been hit especially hard, to create effective exit screenings for passengers coming to the United States. We've also extended offers to help the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we hope that the government of Iran will heed our offers of humanitarian assistance and medical supplies.
USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Middle Tennessee is still shaken after tornadoes claimed 24 lives this week. Here's an update from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Our heart pours out to the families that have lost loved ones.
That's Tennessee Congressman John Rose discussing Tuesday morning's outbreak of tornadoes that killed 24 people in the state of Tennessee, including 18 people in Putnam County, which he represents.
We have a long healing process, but a great community that's pulling together to help make that happen.
The National Weather Service says one of the tornadoes that hit Putnam County was an EF4 with winds of 175 miles an hour. Several people remain unaccounted for.
The former head of the UAW has been charged with embezzlement. Gary Jones is accused of taking $1 million from the union and may plead guilty to the charges. Jones is the highest-ranking official of the UAW to be charged in a federal probe that has been underway for several years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is backing down from an apparent threat against Supreme Court justices, but says his words were aimed at Republicans and public opinion related to the High Court's decision on reproductive rights. The New York Democrat is accusing the GOP of mischaracterizing his words as a threat. Senator Schumer called out Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh by saying they have released a whirlwind and will pay the price. This as a legal debate was going on inside the court considering a Louisiana law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges to nearby hospitals. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy reacts to Senator Schumer's comments on Fox News.
You can only be young once, but you can always be immature. I'm very disappointed in Senator Schumer's comments. They were juvenile, they were infantile, they were sophomoric, they were clearly a threat. I don't know whether he meant impeachment or court packing or something else, but Senator Schumer should apologize. His comments were beneath him and the high office that he holds.
Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, said he's from Brooklyn and that we use some strong language. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.